Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. There's that little band in Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member. Thanks, Brad. I know of all the things you've accomplished, your parents are the most proud of this, that you're a member of my Brain Trust, right?
My mother was just saying that to me the other day. Thank God you remember, Jim.
I know.
Trust.
I get that all the time, Brad.
Yep. It's
hey, so what else do we need to know? Now that we understand that we've got to have 21st century sales force, meaning that they're prepared for the age of the customer realities. Number two, we're hiring the right people. We're training them and testing them and training them to do the right thing. Now we've turned them loose on the humanity, and now what do we do with them?
Well, I would have to say that I think the most important position in any type of a sales organization is the sales manager and the person that's overseeing salespeople, because you know people fall under the old habits, and it's easy to revert back to the old ways.
Yep.
And there's got to be somebody there constantly coaching and listening and praising and giving pats on the back. And, you know, one of the biggest things I hear today is that people don't feel appreciated. They don't get enough attaboys and pats on the back and way to goes. And I just think that somebody has to be there to give a whole heck of a lot of positive reinforcement and get people feeling good about themselves and their accomplishments, which causes them to want to do better and to do mm-hmm. more of that.
Well, and this brings me back to something that I think that I've talked about before, and I think is a really big deal that small business owners should focus on, and that is sales management.
Yes.
Because what too many small businesses do is they identify an employee as a sales manager, but they don't give them any time to manage. They continue to require that person to manage a territory, to have a sales quota of their own. And I know you want to grow into this job, but folks, being a sales manager, if they do it right, it's a full-time job.
Oh, absolutely. If you've got more than two or three people that you're supervising, it's a full-time position. And it should be treated as such and not taken lightly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's
and that person needs sales management training.
Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, how to coach, how to train, how to motivate, how to mm-hmm. keep accountable and set up games and contests and rewards and all those types of things that people want.
And if they work in the field, if they do work in the field, let them work in the field with their salespeople.
One-on-one, next to each other.
Yeah.
Get out there and shake hands and kiss babies and get involved and all those types of things. You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more that... that position is so monumental, and what's happening out there in sales is too often we're hiring people not knowing if they're any good, then we never check, and then we don't do anything to help them get better, and we wonder why our business sucks. And it really isn't that complicated. You got to train them, you got to hire the right people, you got to train them, you got to hold them accountable, you got to coach them, praise them, reward them, and compensate them for doing a great job.
Keep them motivated, but now that's the reason why, though, that you also need to test for sales management, don't you?
Yes, and again, we have those tests for sales managers, and that's part of the mm-hmm. process where you develop people through the process, because I think it's much easier to find great quality people within your own organization and grow them within the organization, and giving them that upward mobility, because just because they have experience in the industry doesn't mean they have experience in your company within that industry.
And remind people of the classic mistake that businesses make in promoting people to sales manager.
Yeah, they take the last man standing and they promote him and make him the manager. And
But they also think that their best salesperson could become their sales manager, and more than likely, more times than not, that's the wrong person to become a sales manager.
Now, and that's where you have to conducive to being a great salesman.
How many times have you seen people take a great salesperson, turn them into a sales manager, and ruin their career?
Just destroy them.
Yeah.
Because they're not capable of doing the position.
The person who is the best at selling is probably not the person who's best at managing.
Probably not.
That's just classic.
I think sales managers need to be good, but they don't have to be the best.
Yeah, in fact,
good at people skills.
Maybe one of your also-ran salespeople could be your best manager, but that's what the testing
could
comes in. IAStraining.com, all of your stuff's online now, right?
It is.
The new book, Munchies for Salespeople 2, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Brad, for being here. Good job.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for 14 great years. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.